Today's daf is Vav. We're going to start at Hey Amabet at the two dots. Marot Nigaim Shnaim Shehem Arba. About 10 lines from the bottom. So now we're up to the next section of our Mishnah. Marot Nigaim Shnaim Shehem Arba. Just like we did with Shabbat, where we quoted the Mishnah in Shabbat. If you remember, we started the whole thing. Why does it mention in Shabbat only Shabbat? And why does it mention Nigaim only Nigaim? And here it mentions everything. Right? And the answer given was, we started with Shavuot because of Shavuot was the Korban Olev Yored, and it's in the Psukim right next to Yediyot HaTum'ah. So they mentioned both. Once they were mentioning two, they mentioned all four. Marot Nega'im Shnaim Shem Arba. So now we're going to quote the Mishnah there. Tznan Hatam. It says in Masechet Nega'im, Marot Nega'im Shnaim Shem Arba. So what are the Shnaim Shem Arba? Baheret Azaka Sheleg. Okay, Baheret is as bright as snow. That's why it's called Baheret, from Bahir. Okay, it's they right, Bahir here, it means bright. Shniala kisid haichal. Its tolada is the seed, the line they used in the hechal. Se'et katzemer lavan. The se'et is the next av. Okay, I charted this out for you so you can see. In other words, there's Baheret and the tolada, and there's an av and a tolada. So the main topic is Baheret. Under that, you have Siraichal. The next one mentioned in the Torah is Se'et. Se'et is like white wool. Shniala kikrum beitza.
Sort of like white and off-white.
Right, it's a little like white and off-white. Yeah, right. It's a little bit of a less bright white.
So
okay.
You go to the paint store and you want white for your
yes.
walls.
Yes, it's like the paint store. And you pick which shade of white you want. So secondary to that is krum beitza. Okay, the membrane of the egg. So now we have these four colors. But in essence, they're organized right now, av tolada, but if you wanted to organize them in order of white, you know, brightness to less bright, we're going to go baheret se'et, siraichal krum beitza, as I did in the next chart on the sheet, okay? So, but the Mishnah organizes it not in order of brightness, but in order of av tolada. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Man Tana Marot Negaim, who's the Tana of this Mishnah who organized it by Av Betolada? Dilo ke Rabbi Akiva. It can't possibly be like Rabbi Akiva. Di'i Rabbi Akiva, because if you say this matches Rabbi Akiva, Kevan da Amar zo lemala mizo, vezo lemala mizo, since Rabbi Akiva held that each one, right, Rabbi Akiva would have ordered it in the order of brightness. Okay, you know, there's a not by av v'tolada. And since Rabbi Akiva says, zolam alam izo, v'zolam alam izo, later we're going to figure out where does Rabbi Akiva actually say this. Im kein, tiharta sid ha'ichal militzaref. If you say, you know, it's the reason why Rabbi Akiva can't match the Mishnah. Now the assumption is, okay, there's a little bit of an added assumption here, as usual, that because the Mishnah organizes it, baheret sid ha'ichal, and then se'et and kruma beitza, meaning av tolada, what the Mishnah is trying to tell you is that if you don't have enough, you need a certain shiur, you need a shiur of a grease, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It's a shiur of a grease, which is like a, you know, a little round circle. If you don't have enough of a shiur, you can combine two together. But according to the Mishnah, how do you combine them? You combine them only av tolada. So if you have krum beitza, let's say you have a nega that's like krum beitza, you can't combine it with a nega that's baheret. Or you can't combine it with one that's kisid ha'ichal. You can only put sid ha'ichal with baheret and krum beitza with seit. That's the assumption that we make of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva has a different approach to what can be mitzaref. He thinks that things are mitzaref with the one next to it, zo lemala mizo. So therefore, he would have organized the Mishnah in order of brightness, because that's what's important to know. It doesn't matter what's the av and tolada. It matters what's the order. So according to the question now, and we're going to have a question on the question, is which one creates a problem according to Rabbi Akiva? Sid ha'ichal. Sid ha'ichal can't be mitzaref with anything. Again, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you can only be mitzaref, combine things that are one away from each other. Well, that's a little strange, because it's not just sid ha'ichal that's going to be problematic, according to Rabbi Akiva. What else is going to be problematic? Krum beitza. And that sid ha'ichal, in theory, according to Rabbi Akiva, is only going to be able to be mitzaref with seit or krum beitza. Right? And krum beitzah can only be mitzaref with sidai chal. But according to the Mishnah, none of those can work because sidai chal can only go with baheret, and krum beitzah can only go with se'et. So according to, if you see now, I made a chart, the third chart on the page, what can go with what? According to the Mishnah, baheret can go with sidai chal, and se'et can go with krum beitzah. Now, don't read the second side yet fully because we're going to change it a little. But in theory, okay, we can look at it. According to Rabbi Akiva, baheret and se'et could go together. Say could go with sidai chal. Okay, forget the next one. Okay, we're going to get to that only later. And sidai chal could go with krum beitzah, right? You can have all those possibilities, but you can't have any of the possibilities mentioned in the Mishnah. So that's why our Mishnah must not go like Rabbi Akiva. So now we're going to explain it. Bahade man litzarfe bahade baheret. If you want to say that sidai chal can go with baheret, there's one in between, which doesn't allow it to be joined with it. And if you want to say it goes with se'et, this is all just what we said before. Lav it's not a toladav, and according to the Mishnah, it can only go with the toladav. So then the Gemara says, ihachi, but what kind of a question is this? According to your question, it should be even more of a question. Krum beitzah nami bahade man litzarfe. How is krum beitzah going to join with anything also, according to what you're saying? Litzarfe bahadi seit. If you think it'll join with seit because it's a tola david, ika seed adif mine, but seed is in between krum beitzah and seit. Litzarfe bahadi seed. If you want to combine it with seed, you can't do that because lav bar minehu. It has to be only in av and a tola da. And seed and krum beitzah are in two different categories. So if you're going to say the Mishnah can't go with Rabbi Akiva because of seed aichal, it also can't go with Rabbi Akiva because of krum beitzah. So now the Gemara says, so hi, Mai. So why was that the question asked? Why was the question asked to Rabbi Akiva and then saying on the Mishnah, the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Akiva only because of sidai chal and krum beitzah? And that's because of a different halacha. Below sidai chal, krum beitzah lo kashya. If you didn't have the question of sidai chal, you wouldn't have a question of, in other words, that's the only question, basically. Without that kushya, there is no other kushya because krum beitzah does not pose a problem for Rabbi Akiva. Why? Even though krum beitzah is, let's say, two away from se'et, and in theory you would say, according to Rabbi Akiva, you wouldn't be able to combine them. Rachmana amar v'laseit v'lasapachat. The Torah says, okay, here's the whole pasuk, v'laseit v'lasapachat v'labaheret. Those are the colors mentioned in the Torah. What is sapachat? Sapachat, we know from the Hebrew, it's a nispach. It's like, something that's annexed, or an appendix is a nispach. So what does that word sapachat teach you? Sapachat fela l'seit. Sapachat is teaching you that anything that's secondary to seit, meaning less bright than seit, af agav de menachta mine tuva, is going to be combined with it even if it's too lower, let's say. Okay, that word sapacha comes to say that from se'et and below, anything can combine with se'et. In other words, even though we say zolam alam izo, according to Rabbi Akiva, we go in the order of the colors, but anything under se'et can combine with se'et. Now go back to the chart. So according to Rabbi Akiva, right, who darshan smuchim, what's he going to say? Right, so we have number one, he darshan smuchim, whatever's next to it is going to that darshan smuchim like we did before, not smichut. But he says, zelam alam izeh, everything, whatever's next to it is going to combine with the one next to it. But additionally, he has this trashav sapachat, which teaches you anything under se'et can be combined with se'et. So therefore, he's going to end up with, again, baheret and se'et can combine. Se'et can combine with sidai chal and krum beitzah, because it can skip a level. And sidai chal can combine with krum beitzah. So those are all your options according to Rabbi Akiva, in which case, what's the major problem with the Mishnah? Because krum beitzah now can combine with seit even according to Rabbi Akiva. So that's not a question, right? So therefore, ela sidai chal kasha. The main question is with sidai chal, and therefore, ela mechuvartam anitin delo k'Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so that's the end of that section, although we're not done yet, because I told you we're going to have to figure out where do we know that Rabbi Akiva says, zelam alam izeh. So according to this, what we've established so far, very simply, is the Mishnah in Negaim separates it into av v'tolada, av v'tolada. That order, which the assumption then is, and these can be combined only with their own av, the assumption is that that doesn't go along the lines of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't think that everything goes with their avitola. Dahi thinks everything goes with the level right above it. In which case, Sidai Chal can go with Se'et and not with Baheret. Okay. So now we want to know, Behechi Shamina L'Rabbi Akiva Zolam Ala Mizo. Where do we learn it from? So we're going to have two suggestions. We're going to reject both. But the second one, even though we reject it, we're going to then say, actually, it works. Okay, that's going to be our structure. So the first try is a braita. Meha ilema, if you want to say, whenever they say ilema, we know they're going to reject it. Okay, if you're going to say this, that doesn't work. Ilema meha detanya. Okay, now here we have a braita that says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Sha'al Rabbi Yoshua Benosha Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. There's actually a bit of a debate about which Rabbi Yoshua this is. Some people say it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, and Rabbi Akiva was Kereach, and his son is Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, because they called him Kereach. They called Rabbi Akiva Kereach. Seems like a bit disrespectful. Some people say, no, that can't possibly be. Anyway, bit of a debate about who this is. In other words, which is he a Rabbi Yoshua that we know otherwise, like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha or not? Sha'al Yoshua ben Osher Rabbi Akiva me Rabbi Akiva. So Yoshua, his son, asked Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei ma amru nemarot negaim shnayim shehem arba. Why does the Mishnah word it as shnayim shehem arba? So Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva says to his son, Vim lav ma yomru. What else would they say? Yomru, so comes his son, they suggest, Yomru, mikrum beitza ulamala tameh. They would have just said, right, from krum beitza and up is tameh, meaning, right, and it's the assumption, everyone knows there's only four colors, from krum beitza ulamala, right, this is like someone said about the paints, right, you have those swatches of the paints, right, so, you know, everyone knows there's krum beitza, there's siraicha, there's seid and maheret, anything under that is already too dark, anything above that is bright enough. So it should have just said that. Why did it need to tell us Shnayim Shem Arba? Amar lo, so comes Rabbi Akiva to say, Lomar, oh, and not only is the question really Shnayim Shem Arba, the question is more, why did the Mishnah specify all the names? Why did it say, Baheret Azak HaShelet, Shniyah LaKasidecha, right? Why did it go into all the details? So comes Rabbi Akiva and he says, Lomar, Shemitzarfim Zemze, the reason why they gave each one, right, with the name is to teach you that they can combine with each other. Instead of just saying krum beitza ulamala, then you might have thought everything can combine with everything. The assumption is when you say shemitztarfim zeim zeh, according to their order, right? That the Mishnah gave an order so that we know shemitztarfim. So Rabbi Yeshua is not satisfied with that answer. Amar lo, v'yomru mikrum beitza ulamala tamei umitztarfim zeim zeh. If they wanted to teach us that they're mitztarfim, they still didn't need to name everything exactly by name. They could have just said from krum beitza, which is the lowest one, right? Ulamala tamei. And mitztarfim zeim zeh. Then we would know that they're mitztarfim. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva answers, why did they, so now he gives a different answer. Why did he said all the names? Lomar lecha, kol kohen she'eno baki bahen ubishmotehen, eino roet negaim. In order to be a kohen who can check negaim, you have to be a baki, you have to know all the names of them and all the shades of the colors. Now, you can't just say, oh, this is brighter than that one, I know it's okay. No, you have to know them by name, and that's why the Mishnah said the names. Now, what does this have to do with our case? Because now he says, if Rabbi Akiva really matched the Mishnah, then Rabbi Yoshua's suggestion should have been not to say, mikrum beitza ulamala tamei umitztarfim zeim zeh, but it should have said, ilu misid hechal ulamala lo ka'amar. Okay? Look down at the fourth chart on the page. Okay? So here, what I showed was, if the Mishnah, I took the Mishnah, Baheret azak ha'shelet shniyah lakasid hechal, and se'eit kitzem olavan shniyah lakikrum beitza, if it really went like the Mishnah, that everything combines only with its own av, right? The tolada and the av can combine. Then it should have said, misirai chalu lamala tameh, and mikrum beitza ulamala tameh. That's what Rabbi Yeshua's suggestion should have been. Because saying mikrum beitza ulamala tameh isn't accurate if you follow the Mishnah that it's split by av v'tolada. Right? You have on one side avitolada and on the other side avitolada, but those two can't combine. So to say mikrum beitza ulamala sounds like they can all combine with each other. So therefore, the fact that he suggests, why didn't, if we want to teach the halacha of mitztarfin, we should have just taught from krum beitza ulamala, that shows zeh lemala mizeh. Okay, because otherwise he would have said, you should have said, Mikrum Beitzah Lamala Tameh and Mi Sid Haichalu Lamala Tameh. Okay, and the fact that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't suggest this, the assumption is that Rabbi Akiva must hold Zeh Lamala Mizeh and that it's not Av and Tolada. So it's Midalok. So then I say, so Ilam Sid Haimala Loka Amar, he didn't say that. Midalo amrale, and since he didn't say that, Shmamina Deshmiale le Rabbi Akiva Damar Kulu le Bahade Seit Mitzdarfim. Right, that the assumption is Rabbi Akiva holds, and this is a different way of saying it, that everything can combine with Seit. Right, because remember, Baharik can combine with Seit because it's next to it. Sidaichal can combine with Seit because it's next to it, and also additionally because it's below Seit. And we said anything below Seit can combine with Seit because of the special drasha by Seit v'sapachat. And therefore, krum bitza can also combine with seit. Okay? So then they say, no, vidilma seit v'toldotea, baheret v'toldotea. Just because Rabbi Yeshua suggested, why don't we say mikrum bitza ulamala, he meant, he was shortening his words, but what he meant was, why don't we say mikrum bitza ulamala, and misirai chalu ulamala, and that doesn't prove anything. And he just shortened his words, he was just making a suggestion, should have said this. He really could have meant that it goes by Avitola, that also he just kind of shortened his words. So that doesn't necessarily prove it. So now we're going to try a second attempt. Again, we're trying to figure out, how do we know that Rabbi Akiva says Zola Malamizo? It's very common where the Mishnah says somebody says something, but then they actually don't say it explicitly, and then the Gemara tries to figure out where exactly do we get it from that they say this. Elami de Rabbi Chanina, de Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal de Rabbi Akiva Lama Davar Domeh. Rabbi Chanina said, why don't I give you a mashal? So that you can imagine, right? That you can imagine why they do this. Because it's a little complicated to imagine all these different shades of white and what we're talking about. So he says, I'm going to give you a mashal to the difference in the colors. La arba'a kosot shel chalav. Achad naflu l'tocho shtei tipin shel dam. Ve'achad naflu l'tocho arba tipin shel dam. This sounds to me like RGB, you know, when you make colors on the computer, and you can add a drop more red and that'll change the color a little bit, right? It looks, even though it doesn't really look reddish, it just adds a bit of a darker shade to it. So he's saying, imagine a cup of water. Into one, there were two drops of blood. Echad naflu l'tocho arba tipin shel dam. What? Sorry, what, I don't know what I said, but anyway, a cup of milk. So two drops of blood fall in. The next one, four drops of blood fall in. Ve'chan aflu l'tocho shmona. The next one, eight drops of blood. Ve'chan aflu l'tocho shtem esrei tipin. Ma'amrelan, some people say shesh esrei tipin. Okay, you can imagine why they said that, right? Is it one, is it, right, double. Two, right, double, two, four, eight, 16. We double everything, or is it just adding four each time? Sorry, 2 to 4 isn't, but after that, right. 2 to 4, then adding 4, and then adding another 4. Okay. Shekulan marot loven him. Ela shezela malamize vezela malamize. Ah, here we have it, right? He explains Rabbi Akiva, and he says, these all are considered white, because even though they have 16 drops of blood, the milk still looks white. I don't know how white it looks really once you add 16 drops of blood or 8 or 12. What? Right, depends how big the glass is, right. It actually does. Well, he says 4 kosot shel chalav, right. He says a kos. He's talking about a kos. 16 drops does sound like a lot. But anyway, he's trying to just imagine something in your head where you just add a bit of darkness to each one, you know, and a bit more to each one, and you end up with shades. And zelam alamizev, zelam alamizev. This, each one is a bit darker than the next. And therefore, right, it sounds like that. So now they say, wait a minute. Imur deshamal eder Rabbi Akiva bepatuch bechaluk mishamale. There's two different types of nigaim. There's nigaim that are white, pure white, and then there's nigaim that are white with a little bit of reddish mixed in with them. So now we're suggesting that when he gave this image of Rabbi Akiva, maybe he was only giving the image, which makes sense. He's talking about the white Sarah that has the red mixed in with it. And he's giving it an image for that, not for the pure white, which is the one we're talking about. So maybe he was only talking about b'petoch and not b'chaluk. And furthermore, v'chiteima, okay, this is the attempt to reject this and say this has nothing to do with our case. V'chiteima, ki hechi d'shamalei b'patuch, hachi shamalei b'chaluk. And if you want to say, well, maybe he did say it b'patuch, but it would be the same b'chaluk if it was pure white. U'b'patuch gufei mishamalei. But even in patuch, did Rabbi Akiva really say this? The Hatanya, don't we have a braita that says that Rabbi Akiva actually doesn't hold this way? The Hatanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Adam Dam Shebazeh Veshebazeh. Okay, when they talk about this redness that's in the patuch, that's in the mixed color, the one that's white with a little bit of red in it, Ki Yayim Mazug B'mayim. Okay, it's like the Adam Dam Shebazeh Veshebazeh. One second. Right, in the first and the second one, we're saying is like yain mazug b'mayim, right? It's like a diluted wine. Ela shel baheret azak kesheleg, but the baheret is white like snow. In other words, with no reddish in it. V'shel seed diha hemena, and the seed is lower than that. Immediately, this should, you know. Flashing lights. What's the problem here? What should he have said? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's all about the order. And what's the order? Baheret se'et. And what did he, and then seed. So what does he say here in this braita? That the seed is dihaimena. The seed is darker than the baheret, which shows that according to him, right, it's like the Mishnah. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, now we're saying not only does it not make sense to say that he has this thing about these, you know, the dargot, and that it's all bepatuch, that it's only bepatuch and not bechaluk, but even bepatuch it sounds like it's a problem, because here he's talking about the patuch, and he's saying that even there, the seed is behind mena. V'im itan, if really he held that it's all zolam alamizo, shel tzemer dihahi mena mebaile, it should have said, right, remember, se'et is like tzemer, like wool, like white wool. So it should have said, and the wool is, right, or the se'et in our terms, is darker from than that. So they say, Amri inachinami, they say, you're right, that's a good question. But, v'hatanya, here's going to be our answer. V'hatanya, doesn't it say in a braita, Rabbi Natan Omer, lo sha'amar Rabbi Akiva shel seed dihaimena. Rabbi Natan commented on that braita that they quoted before and said, that's not what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva didn't say shel seed dihaimena. Ella, there's a mistake in the braita. Ella shel tsemer dihaimena. Okay? Really, that braita should read, and tsemer is lighter, is, you know, less bright than that. And that would match exactly what we're saying. So in the end, we're going to basically go back to saying that this mashal that he gives, right, could actually apply both to the patuch and to the chaluk. And the braita that supports it is this braita that shows that Rabbi Akiva, in fact, the rereading of the braita, the corrected braita, shows that semer comes right after the baheret, and it's all about the order. Okay, so we now say that's the source that shows it. Now we want to know, how do we know that Baheret is the most bright? Umanalan de Baheret Azahi. We're going to get into the colors a little bit. Amar Abai, Amar Kra, V'im Baheret Livanahi. Okay, the Pasuk says, Im Baheret Livanahi, which means white, right? He, now because this says he Livanah Ve'en Acheret Livanah. We've seen this lots of times where they say, he comes to say, oh, just this. Say, this is the one that's the pure white. Tanu Rabbanan, Baheret Amuka. Baheret is deep. Okay, now what does this mean? Deep, v'chenu omer mar'eh amok min ha'ur, ki mar'eh chama ha'amuka min atzel. So now they give this vision, there's two different ways of understanding it, whether the baheret really means it's deep into the skin, or it's saying it gives this image because it's so bright that it looks like it's deep. It gives this image of looking like it's deep, the same way that the sun appears deeper than the shadow. Right, I didn't 100% understand this analogy of the sun and the shadow. I don't remember it exactly. It's like the second, the
it's an illusion.
Right. It gives you this illusion that when you have right, the sun shining on a shadow, I guess, that the sun makes the shadow that looks like it's deeper. Okay? Se'et. Ein se'et ela gavoa. The se'et actually appears to be higher. Okay, now I'm just reminding you. Some people say it's just an illusion, and some people actually translate it as it really is higher. Okay, but most people say it's an illusion. V'chenu omer, how do we get the se'et is gavoa? You can imagine, right? Se'et. Okay, al kol ha'arim ha'ramim v'al kol ha'gvaot ha'nisa'ot. Right, it means tall, right? It was lifted up. That's like nisa'ot is. So therefore, it has this, the sound of, it's, you know, the root of the word is to be lifted up, so they say it looks like it's gavoh. Sapachat, ein sapachat ela tefillah. Right? They're darshaning all the words of the pasuk. Laseit, lasapachat, and labaheret. So the sapachat means tefillah, it means secondary. V'cheinu omer, v'amar sapcheni now. Okay, it's pasuk from Shmuel where he's saying, you know, add me on, basically. It's a nispach. Eshkechan tefillah laseit. So now we see laseit v'lasapachat. So we understand that there's things that are secondary to seit. And how do we know that there's things that we're trying to say here? If you remember, we started with the Sol Shnayim Shem Arba, which means there's two things midoraita, and then the rabbis explained midorabana that we can add two more, right? And not really midorabana, that we can add two more to the doraita list. So how do we know we can add? Because it says lasapacha. That gives the rabbis the ability to say the Torah means add on more things, but it says la seif la sapachat, and we translated already that the sapachat belongs to the word seit and not to the baheret. So we understand that we can add on an av tolada to seit. How do we know we can add something to baheret? Amar Rabbi Zeira, nemra levana beseit, v'nemra levana bebaheret. We're going to make a gzera shava. Since we can add on to seit, and since it says levana by seit, and it also says levana by baheret, ma levana ha'amura beseit yesh la tfela, just like the levana by seit has an added tolada, af levana ha'amura bebaheret yesh la tfela. But there's a different way of learning this. That was one way. One way is to say gzera shava, levana, levana. What's true for seit is true for baheret. B'matnita tana, but there's another place where it says hitil akatuv l'sapachat bein seit l'baheret. Lomar l'cha k'shem shetfela l'seit kach tfela l'baheret. A different way to say it is very simply. It said who's to say? Just it said l'seit v'l'sapachat v'l'baheret. Just who? Until now we've been assuming obviously sapachat goes with seit, but really sapachat is right in between both words. So it's put in between to say it goes along with both. Se'et ketsemer lavan. Now we're going to get into the color. My tsemer lavan. What is this tsemer lavan? Amarav bivi, amarav asi, tsemer naki ben yomo, shemechavnim bo lemilat. We've seen this tsemer before. They take one day old sheep, and they take the wool from there, where it's obviously the cleanest and the purest, and they prepare this very fine wool with it. That's the white wool we're talking about, the totally pure, clean. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal de Rabbanan lema davar dome. When the rabbis added these other colors, what is it like? Litre malche u litre iparche. It's like two kings and two rulers. Malkoshal ze lemala mi malkoshal ze. Viparkoshal ze lemala mi iparkoshal ze. Okay, there's two kings and two, how do they translate iparche?
Governors.
Okay, so we have the governor with it, right? We have a governor who reports to his king, and we have a governor who reports to his king. That's the idea of these avot and toladot. So then they say, okay. Hi, zelam alam izeh, zelam alam izehu. But don't we say zelam alam izeh, zelam alam izeh? So it doesn't make sense to say this one has its king and that one has that king. Isn't there an order of, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and not 1, 2, 1, 2? Ella malkoshal ze. One second. No, sorry, my mistake. No, I said it wrong. Let me go back to the beginning of Rabbi Chanina. If you remember Rabbi Chanina, we brought him before. He gave a mashal for Rabbi Akiva, and he said it's like milk that you had 2 drops of blood, 4 drops of blood. 8 drops of blood, and either 12 or 16. Now he's saying, Rabbanan, who split it into Av and Tolada, how did they explain it? So here he says there's two kings and two governors. Malkoshal ze lemala mi malkoshal ze. You have king, iparkoshal ze lemala mi iparkoshal ze. I read it wrong. I read it more like the conclusion. So then you have governor. So now that mashal doesn't sound like Chachamim. That sounds like Rabbi Akiva. Right? Hi, zelam alam izeva, zelam alam izehu. In other words, that mashal says king with a king who's a little lower than him, and then governor of the first king, and then governor of the second king who's a little lower than that. That sounds like a mashal for Rabbi Akiva. Ela, malkosho zelam alam iparke de nafshe, u malkosho zelam alam iparke de nafshe. Each king is greater than its governor. Okay, that's more the way he meant to say it, which is you have king, who are equal, and each underneath, or maybe one's a little lower, but you know, we're not really discussing that, and each one has his own governor. And that's av tolada, av tolada. That matches Rabbanan. Rav Ada bar Abba amar, kigon malka va'al kafta, I think is the way you pronounce it, rufila v'resh galuta. So he says, oh, it's just like the king and, right, how do they translate these terms? I don't remember what they translate. They don't really. Okay, right. There's like a king and an official, and then... And then another official under him, and then the Resh Galut under him. So they say, what do you mean? That also doesn't work. Hi, Zelam Alamizeu. That's exactly Zelam Alamizeu. So now they change it, since we didn't really know what these meant anyway. Now they just change the order to say, oh no, Ela can go Malka Virufila, Valkafta Viresh Galuta. And the Rufila is obviously above the Alkafta. So it's like, you know, a king and another type serious ruler, and then an Alkafta and a Resh Galuta, each one under its relevant person. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava gives another analogy. Kigon Shavur Malka v'Kesar. He says it's like, who's the Shavur Malka? The king of Paras. And who's the Kesar? The king of Romi. In other words, it's like two different rulers of different countries, right? That where they both have high status, like the Avot, right? Like the Seth and the Baharet. And under them, there's other rulers. Amar le Rav Papa le Rava, hey minayu adif. But according to your thing, right, so who's greater, Shavur Malka or the Kesar? Because still, even Chachamim agree that Baharet is brighter. Everybody agrees with that. So which one, Romi or Paras? Amar Leh, here's a very interesting answer. Bechor She'ach Ha'achaleh? Where are you living? Like, on what planet do you come from? What kind of a question is that? Everybody knows that Romi is much greater. Okay, Puk Chazi Tiva Deman. Deman Sage Ba'alma, go look at, this is, right, go see,
Tiva. Go into the world and see what's going on.
Right, okay. Right, and the B'chor She'ach Ha'achaleh is, are you like hiding out in the field, in the forest, so you don't know what's going on? Right, go outside and see who is known in the world and who isn't. Dechtiv, and then interestingly enough, he brings a proof from a pasuk, because that's always the world of the rabbis, is you can find this all in Pesukim. The pasuk from Daniel, okay, it says, you have to read the beginning, which is Ken Amar Chevter Riviata, Malcho Rivia, Tehave Ba'ara Adi Tisna Min Komachuta. Okay, this is, okay, I'll read that again so you get the words. Ken Amar Chayavta Riviata. If you remember, Daniel had this vision where he saw these four chayot. Okay, so the fourth chaya, tehavi ba'ara di tisna min koma chavata, he will be the most hated of everyone. And this will be the biggest of the rulers. And what does it say about him? Vatachul kol ara utidashena vatidkina. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zo romi. Okay, so he says, That animal, that fourth one, Rabbi Yochanan already said that's Romi, meaning it's obvious, okay? It's interesting, he says go out and look in the world, but really he looks into the sources, and he says, or maybe he's saying both, you know, you can find it if you look in the world, everybody knows Romi's the greater one, and it's also in our sources, and it tells you that Romi, Zo Romi Chayevet, okay, this is the evil Romi, okay, that its nature was known, right, and its strength went out into all of the world. The question is, why did he ask that question? Why did Rav Papa ask, hey, minayu adif? Some people say that he was scared of the Parsiim. In other words, he didn't want the Parsiim. He didn't want it to be obvious that he thought the Parsiim were, it was so obvious that the Parsiim were not so great. He thought they'd get angry at him if he heard them, you know, they heard him talking about, it shows you, by the way, the whole, you know, we've seen those stories about they tattletale to the Romans, and here there was this concern that if you said something, it might get understood the wrong way and they could arrest you. Ravina gives a different analogy of this tsemer, kigon glima da amar v'shachke, or sidna dekidna v'shachke. It's like having a brand new cloak of wool and a worn away cloak of wool. Okay, so the brand new one is going to be very white, and the one that's worn away is not going to be as white. Or a sedina, or something made of flax, that's a sedina de kitna, like a sheet of cotton, of flax.
Linen.
What?
Linen.
Okay, all right. Well, linen is made from flax. So a linen sheet or something like that, and you have one that's brand new, and you have one that's worn away. Okay, so that's finished with Marot Negaim. Now we're back to the Mishnah, where they, after we finished the four, so we finished our Shvuot Shtayim Shem Arba, which we basically said, right, we have Shvuot Shtayim Shem Arba, we have Yedir HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba, which is, right, remember, you forgot. Okay, let's go through our things just to review. Shvuot Shtayim Shem Arba. So the Torah said, Lahara Olehetiv, future, which means I will eat or I won't eat, and then you don't do, right, you disobey what you said you're going to do, or l'sha'avar, the added two that the rabbis add are also for the past, that I ate or that I didn't eat. Then we have yediyat hatumah shtayim shem arba, which means you're tamei, you forgot that you were tamei, then you went into the mikdash, or you ate kodshim. Those are the two it says in the Torah. That comes up in the beginning of Vayikra, you bring a korban olev yareid for them. And the two additional ones are you forgot that you can't go into the mikdash, or you forgot, you remembered you were tameh, but you forgot that you can't go into the mikdash, or you forgot that you can't eat kodshim, or that you didn't know it was the mikdash where you went, and where you didn't know that it was kodshim that you were eating. So the what you forgot was about the kodshim and the tumah. Then we have yitziot shabbat shtayim shem arba. So the shtayim were going into Rashut HaRabim from Rashut HaYachid, either the person taking it out of his house, putting it in, or someone putting his hand inside and pulling it out. And then you have the reverse case. The rabbis added, again, remember, the rabbis add all these cases saying they have a doraita status, where you then bring it into the house from Rashut HaRabim. Again, either you put your hand out of your house and bring it in, or you are standing outside and you bring it inside. And then we had now this one we don't need to review as much. Now we finally understand this well about the Marot Negaim. We have Beheret and Se'et, are the two mentioned in the Torah. And from the Sapachat, they learn that either we have Sira Echal and Krum Beit Sa, which are both Toladot of Se'et, from the word Sapachat, which is Rabbi Akiva. Or we say, like the Tana of the Mishnah, that its seed goes with Beheret and Krum Echal goes with Se'et. Okay, that's the end of our Mishnah, or the beginning part of the Mishnah. Now we have et sheyesh by yidiyah b'tchila. Okay, if you remember, you had a yidiyah b'tchila, then you forgot that you were tameh, then you remembered after you already went into the mikdash. That's the case where you bring a korban olev yareid. Remember, we had the case, what if you never remember, then what do? And then we say, oh, well, if you never remember, then we have these korbanot on Yom Kippurim, or right, or the Rosh Chodesh, right, depending on what it is, which the exact case is, which one is mechaper free. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin she'en. Okay, so now before we start, I just want to read the psukim. Okay, the psukim are in the beginning of Vayikra, Perek Hey. Okay, so if you remember, I'm going to read the psukim again. V'nefesh ki techta v'shama kol ala v'hu eid. This was the first case. He sinned and he hears something, and he's an aid for something. O ra'a o yada, im lo yagiv inasavono. If you don't give testimony for something, you get punished. These are all the cases where you bring a korban olev yareid, which is, remember, the sliding scale, depending on what your financial means are. It depends on what you have to bring. O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tamei, or a nefesh that touches something that's tamei. O b'nivlat chayat tamei'ah, O b'nivlat behemat tamei'ah, O b'nivlat sheretz tamei. Okay, touches all sorts of tamei things. V'ne'elam mimenu v'hu tamei v'ashem. Okay, and then it eludes him and he becomes guilty. O chiyiga b'tumat adam l'chol tumato sheyit ma'ba, v'ne'elam mimenu v'hu yada v'ashem. Okay, and then it goes to O nefesh ki tishava. What's missing in this pasuk? The psukim about the tumah. Something very important is missing. What does it tell you? It's someone who's tiga b'chol davar tamei, and then he forgets, v'hu tamei v'ashem. It sounds like he's guilty for being tamei. In other words, it doesn't say what he did. It doesn't say he went into the mikdash or he ate kodshim. It's missing those words in the pasuk. So now the bright is going to say, from where do we derive that that's what these psukim are talking about? Why do you bring a korban olev yareid on someone who is tamei and ate kodshim, or someone who's tamei and went into the mikdash, and you don't give it for someone who is tamei and, let's say, is a mitaher atzmo, or is tamei and eats truma, or the Gemara is going to actually ask explicitly about truma, okay? But there could be other things he did when he was tamei, and why are these the things? Minayin tana rabbanan, minayin she'en hakatuv medaber ela betumat mikdash v'kodashav. How do we know that that's the subject of these psukim? So the Gemara says, "Vidinhu." It's just a logical, it's obvious why. Ho'il v'hisir v'anash al hatuma v'chiyev korban al hatuma. Mashi is here v'anash al hatuma. Lo is here v'anash ela al tumat mikdash v'kodeshav. Af k'shechiyev korban al hatuma. Lo chiyev ela al tumat mikdash v'kodeshav. So the Gemara says like this. You're chayav a korban al levi yored. In which case here, when you're shogeg, when you make a mistake, right? You forget. You're only going to be chayav a korban al levi yored if you make a mistake on something that if you did be mazid, you would get chiyuv karet for. And now I'm going to show you the psukim inside, and with that we'll finish for today. If you look at the bottom of the page, I brought four different psukim. Two are the azharot and two are the punishments, and all of them establish that, number one, there's an isur olav. Two, be nichnas tamei lemikdash or I kodashim when you're tamei. And secondly, we're going to see that you get chiyuv karet for it. So the assumption is you're only going to bring a korban levi yored on something that if you did it b'mezid, you get chayav karet. And now we're going to see all the psukim. And then tomorrow we're going to start questioning that assumption. Is that really true? Is there no korban levi yored in a case where there's no chiyuv karet? Now, who made that connection? Is that a definite connection? So b'mibar he pasukimo mizachar nekevat tishalchu al michutz lamachaneh. Tishalechu el michutz lamachaneh tishalchum v'lo yitamu lamachaneh amasher ani shochem b'tocham. Okay, if you have people who are tameh, you have to send them out of the machaneh. From here we learn they can't be in the Beit HaMikdash area or the Mishkan in those days. Vayikra, so that's already isur lav for coming into the Mikdash tameh. Vayikra kafbe pasuk dalid ish ish mizer aron v'utzarua ozav b'kodashim lo yochal ad asher yitar. Okay, he's not allowed to eat kodashim. There's our azhara. You can't eat kodashim if you're tamei. Okay, we'll skip the next few words. Not so important. Now we get to the punishments. Bamibar yutet pasukaf v'ish asher yitma v'lo yitchata. If he becomes tamei and doesn't purify himself, v'nichrita nefesh hayim mitoch hakahal ki et mikdash Hashem timei. What does that mean? It doesn't mean if you didn't ever become tameh, you get karet. If you didn't ever become tahor, you get karet. No. Ki et mikdash Hashem timeh means because he came into the mikdash. Or ki here is many times in the Torah, ki is kasher. Kasher et mikdash Hashem timeh, that's when he's going to get the punishment. So there we have coming into the mikdash, you get karet. And by yikra perek zayin, pasuchaf, v'anefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlemim asher la'ashem v'tumato alav v'nechrita nefesh ahim me'ameha. Okay, and here you have it. If you eat basar from the shlemim, that's the kodshim, and you're still tameh, you get karet. So there we have it. So right now it seems like a very easy answer, although like I said, tomorrow we're going to have questions about it, that we're going to assume that since these psukim are saying if you did something b'shogeg, you get you have to bring this korban olevi yored. The assumption is you only have to bring a korban. Remember, the olevi yored is a type of chatat. You only have to bring a korban chatat on something, and this matches what we've seen until now. That when do you bring korban chatat? When you do something b'shogeg that you're chayav karet on, right? Or we have it also on Shabbat when you're chayav skila. But when you're chayav the worst, that's when you're going to have to bring this korban chatat. So in this case, we're going to say that. The Gemara is going to maybe suggest that maybe an olevi yored is a little different from a classic chatat because it already is a little flexible because you can give less, etc. Anyway, we're going to have a bunch of questions on this tomorrow.